Joined this morning by members of the Lorain County Public Health, we have with us Andrea Ferguson, Population Health Specialist, and also Mitch Dandurand, Epidemiology Program Manager, here to talk about the Lorain County Community Health Improvement Plan, which you've so graciously shortened to just CHIP for short.
Yes.
Andrea, if you could take us through this plan, I guess it's just relatively new, about a year in the making, right?
Yes. So we released the Lorain County Community Health Improvement Plan, or CHIP, last year, and it's basically just a plan to address the most pressing health issues in Lorain County, and it's a three-year plan. So this one runs 2023 to 2025, and how we created the plan was basically back in 2022, we got a bunch of data and used that to figure out, you know, what are the most important issues for us here in Lorain County. We got some input from community groups as well, and that helped us create this CHIP or this plan on how to make everything a little better.
So what has happened so far in this first year? How did you implement this plan? What do you see so far?
Yeah, so we are 1 year in, and it's been really cool and really rewarding to watch partners all work together on different health issues. We have five big issues that are the most pressing health issues in Lorain County: cancer, chronic disease, maternal child health, mental health, and substance use. And each priority has a little group that gets together, looks at data, and accomplishes goals. And so some of my favorite things that happened are the chronic disease group got some extra funding from the CDC, over $100,000, to work on their goals. The mental health subcommittee trained 10 barbers, so people who cut hair, through a project called the Confess Project, which is a suicide prevention initiative. So that's really important with our mental health goal as well. So those were just a couple things that really stood out to me and something that I'm really proud of these groups for this year.
So even in that first year, you've already been proactive on things and created things that can last beyond just this 1 year, and you implement that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's a lot of different things. And you look at a lot of those things, many of them are sort of intertwined. In other words, they all kind of lean on each other for different things. You have substance use, mental health, sometimes that goes into that.
Absolutely.
You have child health and maternal health, and so it all kind of goes together. So working on all of them can kind of help reduce each of them in some way. That
absolutely. That's the kind of cool thing, is that a lot of the partners sit on multiple subcommittees because health is such a big, all-encompassing thing, right? So if you have cancer is a chronic disease, and if you have a chronic disease, that can affect your mental health. So all of our partners have this really holistic outlook on health and how we're going to try and improve everyone's health in Lorain County.
When you speak of partners, can you maybe detail some of them, or
Absolutely.
What area they come from in the county?
Yeah. So they come from all over. We definitely work with the big three health systems here in Lorain County. So UH, Cleveland Clinic, and Mercy. They have people come to these meetings and contribute, but we also have more local partners. So partners like El Centro, who especially serve the Hispanic population here, partners like the Urban League, who especially serve African Americans. We also have other partners who work with children, like the Child Care Resource Center. We have really grassroots partners like Thrive Southern Lorain County, which is a health collaborative in the rural area. So we have partners across the board, and it's really cool to see them all work together.
Right. You're not reinventing anything. It's stuff that's already out there. You're just making sure that they're part of this plan, and what resources they have or ideas can be implemented.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the data. This is where you sometimes wonder, is this working? As opposed to saying, we'll just feed somebody, or we'll, you know, have classes to detail or put out a pamphlet or something. Mm-hmm. How do you know that's worked? So that's where we bring Mitch Dandurand in. Let's talk a little bit about the data, how you get this data and what you've seen over the last year related to the topics.
Right. So to understand whether the plan is working or not, data is the main factor. And that's a simple answer. However, it's a lot more complicated than that, given how broad some of these outcomes are and how many different populations it affects. So for chronic disease, the outcome we would track there is heart disease death. And unfortunately, that's a very multifaceted outcome. It's not like we can just start a plan and see health disease or heart disease mortality just start dropping. So it's a little more complicated than that. And we use these priority teams, which have been committed to supplementing that with their strategy data. So are they actually reaching the correct populations to really influence the outcome in a more effective manner? For example, we have seen infant mortality, which everybody knows that's a problem. But what does it mean when we say infant mortality is a problem? The rate for the county has actually flattened out the last 10 years. But when you dig down into it and notice some of the outcomes amongst different races or ethnicities is where you can find where your targets are who have an abnormally high infant mortality rate. So what these subcommittees do, which really helps us understand if the plan is working, is are they reaching those populations? And through their interactions with those populations, are those populations seeing better outcomes due to that?
And it's a long range type of a thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess maybe you can sort of see something immediate, but more than like this, there's usually a over time, really, really? Is that how you figure that
Everything
out?
Everything is measured over time. That is very important. We are at the stage now where we have a full year of strategy data for these priority groups, meaning we will see what populations they interacted with, how those populations have done, and whether or not we need to refine some of the measures. New populations are always being identified as high risk. So looking at what the priority groups have actually done really helps us understand whether or not we're doing the right thing in the most effective way.
Okay. So what goes forward? What's happening in 2024 for a lot of the data and everything else that's related to the Community Health Improvement Plan?
2024, we are going to continue the momentum that we have built in 2023. Like I was saying earlier, the health topics are so broad and so complicated and so complex that we want to see what we've done over a year. These groups have really built some cohesiveness through this, being able to look at the same data and collect the same data and maybe even say, all right, we're a little inconsistent in this area based on what the numbers are saying. Let's maybe refine a measure and let's collect something new that's easier and that will help us measure the outcome a little bit.
Who is collecting this data? Is it part of what the health department does, or is it those individual partners you talk about within this plan?
So we designed the CHIP so that a lot of these agencies were already working on these health issues, but more in an individual manner. So a lot of times you're doing what you're supposed to do. However, you're not really looking back at a community level to say these partners are also doing the same thing. But are we doing it the same way? Is one partner actually seeing a little bit better outcomes than us? And how are they doing that? Are they reaching the more high-risk populations? How are they doing that? So they do have to make changes. I mean, it's not easy to just start looking at your own information in a new way to help the CHIP group.
I wondered about that. So you talk about making changes or anything surprising coming out of the data, that sometimes people have an assumption of things, and then when they start digging in and looking at it, they may be surprised or, you know, it may give them, a different angle to hit a problem.
Right, and that's a big goal of 2024 is to look at what we've done in 2023. And I've been working on CHIP stuff for 8 years with Lorain County, and I will say that we are entering a new stage with these groups in that we actually have every single group has a year full of data almost to say, okay, what have we done? What can we change? And how can we become more consistent?
How quickly can things change? A lot of times within agencies or whatever, it's a slow turn rather than thinking, here's what we see, we want to have a react, or sometimes it's more of a knee-jerk reaction and you want to sort of temper how quickly you rush into something new or maybe check it over or double check the data. I mean, obviously there's times where if you see something that maybe seems abnormal or different, you want to double check to make sure what you're seeing is correct, right?
Right. Yeah. And it is a very slow process, and that's not due to low effort. That is just making a systems change in the way that you collect your own data or have to share it. You know, we're working with hospital systems. They can't just send us data sets for obvious reasons. So they need to find a new way, and they have done, a new way to take what they have done and aggregate it. So everything is more private, but it still measures what they do on a day-to-day basis. So it's a whole systems change with your data collection for what you would look at internally. Now you need to aggregate and send it to the group so the group can see what you're doing, right, as well.
How to share it responsibly, I guess, mm-hmm. is
exactly
what you need to do like that. Andrea, are you fascinated by this data? Because I know you're one of those people, sort of a people person out there with the thing to see the event results. How does this, when you see the data, does that make you feel or you see something like that?
Yeah, so I'm actually a big nerd and I love this data stuff. And I think I love it because I do a lot of community work in my other roles. So I get to see how everything really fits together, you know, what the community groups are doing and then how it fits into the chip. It can be really beautiful. And something I'm really excited about for 2024 is we do have a public-facing kind of data tracking webpage. So now that we have the data, it's just a matter of making sure it's all nice and cleaned up and putting it on this public-facing website so that all of the community groups, anyone who needs data to write a grant or make decisions for their programming, can look at it and also use it, because the point of data is using it, right? So that's a really exciting thing for me this year.
So if there's people want to take a look at that, be mm-hmm. a nerd like you, or sort of think, I want to see if this is really working, or just curious to see what, quote unquote, the health of the county is in mm-hmm. all these different areas, where can they go get information of it, or even see what else they can do to help in these causes?
Yeah, absolutely. So our website is LorraineCountyHealth.com, but if you would like to read the community health assessment, so that big data like book basically that we put together in 2022, that and the chip are at LorraineCountyHealth.com/CHA or CHA. And something cool that we launched last year with the chip groups are data briefs. So at LorraineCountyHealth.com/data, Mitch and the other epidemiologists at Lorain County Public Health have done a little bit of a deeper dive into a lot of different health issues. So perhaps, you know, Mitch mentioned infant mortality, and we have some data points on that in our community health assessment, but we have quite a few data briefs as well that kind of dive deep into, you know, how does this infant mortality thing work? Where are the preterm births happening? Answering those deeper questions. And that's another thing I'm excited for 2024 as well, is the community groups have been asking for these data briefs so that they can dig a little deeper into what's going on.
I suppose in some cases it also gives them reaffirmation of what they're doing. In other words, it kind of inspires them to continue on with the efforts they have for these issues that you're dealing with.
Absolutely.
Again, people can find out more at LorraineCountyHealth.com, a little good place to get good stuff about health information in Lorain County. Our guest this morning, Andrea Ferguson, Population Health Specialist, and also Mitch Danderan, the Epidemiology Program Manager over at Lorain County Public Health. Thanks for both of you coming in this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bruce.